We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joining us right now from the NFL Network, Ian Rapoport. You just heard him talking about Gary and Conley, who will not be charged after his rape allegation. Ian, thank you so much for joining us. Appreciate it.
What's going on? How are you guys?
Doing well. I guess the first question I have for you is, the Raiders have always been extremely confident, even from draft day, that Conley would be vindicated. Was there ever a point, maybe in the recent past, where that became a little iffy?
No.
Even when the grand jury was assembled?
Yeah. I've heard the same message, really, honestly, from all sides of this situation. All the way through. I mean, the Raiders, I know everyone is, certainly when they took him, it was a shock to a lot of people. I'm not even convinced they were the only team that was going to take him there. I know some others were plotting. I know one team, of course, we know now, with the Ravens, put him through a lie detector test. A lot of teams were considering it. The Raiders took him because they had very good information. They did an incredible job, and this is a credit to General Manager Reggie McKenzie and his staff, of basically investigative reporters. They did a very, very good job of finding out the right and real legitimate information on this case, and they were confident throughout. They signed him to his contract before they got the verdict from the grand jury, and it was normal and basic and nothing special that really protected him, because they were very confident that he did absolutely nothing wrong. And in the end, their gamble paid off with a very good football player at a good value. And they also know that they can trust the information that they received, because all of it panned out.
Ian, you just said he's a very good football player. Greg Papa here of 95.7 thinks that he is already the best cornerback on the Raiders. Do you agree with that assessment?
I don't know. I'll be curious to see what the Raiders get out of Sean Smith this year. You know, obviously last year was not quite what you wanted, but can he still be a very good football player? You know, obviously he's got the experience, and he's got a lot to play for this year as well. But if Conley ended up as the best cornerback on this team, I wouldn't be that surprised. I mean, they feel differently about him as they did, you know, the most recent first-round corner they took on DJ Hayden. I mean, this is, I don't know where, I don't know where Conley would have gone if these allegations had not happened, but I definitely know some teams who viewed him as the top corner. I know some teams that would have taken him in the top 10 if he got to them. This is a very, very, very good football player that the Raiders got.
Ian, is that a common thing for teams to really do some like serious investigation into the background, into these cases? Because you hear a lot of these players coming through into the draft where they have character issues, and you know those are the red flags, but as you're saying, they did some serious work for Gary and Conley. Is it just by how big of a prospect you are before you to see how much work gets put into something like that?
Well, I mean, a lot of work goes into it at the beginning, but usually, you know, your area scout, visits to the school, the background checks you do, usually all of that is kind of handled by draft week. Gary and Conley had a pretty clean bill of health. I mean, just as far as being a good guy who was not in trouble a lot or at all, I mean, everything was kind of fine, and then this happened. So, you know, the allegations came, and what happens with the team is you get a player, you think you got him handled, you know what kind of guy he is, and then an event or incident happens or allegedly happens, and you go, okay, what did we know? Did our process screw us up? We have to go back and check. And so they basically started from scratch, like all teams, not all teams do, but some teams did in this process. And you say, what did we miss? And what the Raiders found out was they didn't miss anything. They had him pegged right from the beginning. It was just these allegations came up. And, I think teams know now that they basically have to do their own homework when it comes to the pre-draft process. It's such big business. The stakes are so high. If you're going to even consider guys, if you're going to even consider guys who who have some sort of red flags, if you even want to call it that, then you better do your own homework to justify what you're going to do and find out the real story.
Ian Rappaport of the NFL Network and NFL.com joining us on 95.7 The Game. I want to ask you about Colin Kaepernick. Obviously, the Baltimore Ravens are said to be discussing whether to sign him or not. Tell us what's the latest in Baltimore and whether you think it's going to happen or not.
I don't know. It's odd that a team would talk about it so publicly and then, you know, do it or don't do it. I mean, it's just weird. Usually these type of situations, certainly when you have, you know, someone who is sort of a lightning rod, usually those are the ones that get announced by teams and no one ever hears of it, you know? This is not that. This is basically a public debate that the Ravens have invited and discussed, and they said everything from we discussed with Ray Lewis to we discussed it with our sponsors and business people, and I don't know what they're going to actually do. I know that the football people very much want it to happen. I know that there's people in the building who want it to happen. I know there's a lot to consider. I hope it happens. I hope the Ravens do sign him. I think he can be a very good backup quarterback who can start and play some games for you if you need it. You know, is he going to be more than that? I have no idea. But I think history probably shows that that's probably where he is. And the player with that skill set deserves a chance to play football.
Now, the media, us media folk, we talk about Colin Kaepernick and his situation a lot, and we're breaking down this Ravens situation. But is there, from your experience, a lot of discussion within just amongst the NFL circles, just within training camps and just within players? Do they talk about this Kaepernick situation, or is this just a kind of a public intrigue?
I think players are probably interested more in this situation than certainly some others, because, you know, he's talking about real social issues that affect players. And, you know, certainly African-American players, I would say, have been more outspoken. But all players deal with some of the issues he's discussing and fighting against. And his protest last year was not for everyone. Personally, I did not like it. I very much support his right as a citizen to do it. If that's what he believes, I'm glad he did it, because I always think people should just say what you think and stand up for what you believe in. And, you know, a lot of players really took notice with the social movement that he started last year. So when I go out to these camps, I mean, people ask me, where's he going to sign? Because they want to know.
All indications so far from Napa are that Marshawn Lynch looks like he is in good shape. It appears he's in line to be the Raiders' starting running back, but he's been away from the game for a year. What are your expectations for Marshawn Lynch this season?
I've learned through my years and years of reporting on Marshawn Lynch, and I feel like I've probably reported on him as much as anyone, that he is not a normal player. You know, when he'd have injuries, I mean, I know he missed some time with that sort of core muscle injury late in his career in Seattle, but he'd have injuries, he'd be nicked up, he'd ask people close to him, hey, is he going to play? You know, what's his status? And they'd always say the same thing. It's Marshawn. He is not normal. He is not a normal person or player. He is treated differently and rightfully so than everyone in almost the world. Most people would not be able to come back after a year off. I think he's going to be able to, because he's different from most humans on Earth. he is beast mode, and I think he's going to be fine.
Hey, Ian, thanks a lot. Really appreciate it. Great stuff.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, that's Ian Rappaport of the NFL Network and NFL.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.